Simon.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We're waiting for some other people.
Okay.
How's your cooking going?
Well, it's cooling. I'll probably have to set up another 2 hours till it cools before putting it in the refrigerator.
Understand.
Hi, Esther.
Yes, Lynn.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Please join me in saying the end of the talk. Anabakoa Gudula Chimincha Tati Kabel Rinat Amcha Sadenu Kaharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamreim Nungimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sidkacha Tamid Gamreim Betet Resh Saditaf Gimel Chasin Kadosh, Erotucha, Nael Adata, Tet Kufet, Tet Nunayan. The letters of the month of Tishrei. The Pei that created the planet. The planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamas that created the constellation Mosnaim, the scales, which is the astrological sign of Libra. And together, they have the gematria of 110, but when we add the Cholel, they have the gematria of 111, which is the gematria of the letter Aleph, when spelled out, Aleph Lamed Peh. And we know that the three letters of Aleph Lamed Peh are an acronym for the unity of the Aleph, the unity of all, being taught by the mouth. Lamed means to teach. And the pay means the mouth. Or in reverse, the mouth will teach the unity of all. These are words of Torah. Yachid geye ramcha pene zokre kidushata yud gimel lamed hey zayin kuf Shavatenu kabel ushma tziyakatenu yodea talumov shin kufav sadiyud taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. Now we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy. to separate between the two aspects of this creation, the positive and the negative. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Vechanun, Erech Apayim, Virav Chesed Be'emet, Notse Chesed La'alafin, Notse Awon Vafesha, Vechata'a V'nakei. We're now going to read the verses that we read daily that connect us to the energy of the various years. This first verse, Lamentations, or Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 52, or in the Hebrew it's called Echa, will connect us to this current year of 5777, the year of the wake-up, the year of the goat. Consists of five words. Zod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. The first letter of these words can be parsed into three words. Sats ki ach, which translates as to appear like brothers. The final letters of these five words can be permutated into two Hebrew words. Dir Yam, which translates as the Sea of Tenants. Both of these first letters and last letters are very clearly connected to the idea of the energy of this year. Another verse that has the spelling of the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, in a equal letter sequence of seven letters, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Kim ba'adonai yohei wahei Elohechem tadbaku kasher ashitem ad hayom hazeh. And the verse from the year 5776, or there's two verses. The first one is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Rak ha-kohanim ha-yu limat Willo yachlu lehavshit et kol haolot vayechaskum achechem halvim ad kilot hamlacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halvim yishre levav lehitkadesh Meha Kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the 25 letters, the first letters of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo La La Me Hey 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 Aka'a. The second of the verses that connect to the year 5776, Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba'adonai ade'ad ki b'yah yohei adonai Yo hey wahe sur olamim. The energy of the 5776 was the year of the pause. And whenever you're in the middle of your life, circumstances seem overwhelmingly, and you need the pause to calm down. Say these two verses. The three verses that connect to the year of 5775, where we have swallowed death forever. Bila hamavet lanetzach. Starting with Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishemi meni lo tarpeni atili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, udu, Sham Wishatem Elai El Nahom Wehalakti Ethem Wehayayim Yeshno Varets Vihipasti O Tobakal Alfe Yehuda. And Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo Lanetzah Job Eid Roal. Yom Ruayo. And for the year 5774, there is only a single verse. Samuel Bet, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. This is the energy of peace in the Middle East. And we need to keep saying this verse to keep the ceasefire in the south of the modern state of Israel in place, and eventually, maybe today, expanding it to include peace in all of its borders. Wasam timakom leami leIsrael untati wishakan. Tachta v'lo yirgaz, od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto, ka'asher barishona. Now we're going to scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. But of course, it's the holiday of Sukkot. So we could read some sections of the Zohar about Sukkot. And we've done that from years, in certain years. Or we can read from the prologue of the Zohar, which in Hebrew is called the Hakdamot. Hakdamot is something that's very different in Hebrew than it is in English. The Hakdamot has the energy of whatever the Sefer is. The preface to the Zohar has the energy of all of the Zohar. So tonight we're going to read from the prologue. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom page. On the Revealed Wisdom matrix, the first row, the right-hand column. when you open up that link, it gives you a list of all of the parashas. Click on the first link, which is to the prologue, and then scroll to where it's section 15. And there is an interesting comment, I guess, that you should take the time to read. I'll read it for you, for all of us. Section 15 is amazing in what it teaches, especially about the hidden earth. The title of section 15 is The Heavens and the Earth. The heavens is plural. The earth is singular. We open up to Pasuk 151. 151, while we don't normally link verse numbers to particular energies. Why? Because we can't be sure, like in the book, in the Tanakh itself, those verse numbers were not done by sages, they were done by monks in the various monasteries around Europe and wherever else in the world, as they copied the scrolls. They found it easier to reference chapter and verse, but that's not something that we utilize because we're not sure the source is kosher, the source is accurate, and so the numbers may not be right. But when it comes to the Zohar, especially the Sulam commentary, which is where we read from, Rabbi Ashlag is the person who parsed the book of Zohar into these verses. So the verse 151 is connected to the energy of the mikveh, which has a gematria of 151. L'shem yichud kud shabarichu ishkintei bidhilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. L'yachda l'shem yud hei bavav hei. B'yichuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah. La'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Konanehu. Patach Rabbi Shimon Vayamar Bereishit Bara Elohim Haikira Itli Astakla Beya Dekol Man Deamar Itelaha Achara ishtetze me'almin kemadit markit gna temrun lechom elachaya dishemaya v'arka lavadu yevadu me'ara umin tachom Tachot Shemaya Eile Begin Dileit Elaha Achara Bar Kucha Barifu Bilchodo. And now for the translation. Rabbi Shimon opens the discussion by saying, in the beginning, or in a beginning, Elohim created. This verse has to be examined carefully, because whoever claims that there is another El shall be wiped from the world, as it is already written. Thus shall you say to them, the Elohim who have not made the heavens and the earth, they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. Because there is no other creator besides the Holy One, blessed be He alone. my commentary is that this verse is clear as written. The reason why I didn't write additional commentary is because the seven words of Bereshit, chapter 1, verse 1, Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim v'het ha'aretz. Those 28 letters stand on their own. They have all of the energy of the soul of Hashem. How can someone make a commentary about that verse? But yet, Rabbi Shimon is telling us, be careful. Because in Hebrew, God forbid the way the Hebrew grammar structures. Someone could say the following, and I only say this for the purposes of teaching, not that you should take this to heart or even see truth in it, because it isn't true. One way to understand, or one way to translate this verse, God forbid, is the following. In the beginning, created Elohim, God forbid. And then Elohim created the heavens and the earth. This would imply that there's more than one God. God forbid. Never translate this way. Never think this way. There is only one God, one Hashem, one consciousness in all of the universe. Verse 152. Wehaikaraihu Targum Bar Mimila Distof Dikarai Tema Begin de Malakin Kadishin Laniskakin Letargum Willa Ishta Modan Beya Mila Dayaot Kiyo Lemeimar Belishna Kadisha Begin de Ishmeun Malakim Kadishin Vichon Niskakim Leoda Alda Ela Vadai Begin Kachkitiv Targum Dilab Niskakim Beya Malakim Kadishin Vilayakanun Bebarnash Lealvasha Leya Begin Dukaikira Biklalainun Malachin Kadishin Dehainun Elohim Ikron Bekishlala De Elohim Hawo Veinun Lavadu Shemaya Viarta. The translation. This verse is written in Aramaic. With the exception of the word these, which appears at the end of the verse, which is the Hebrew word Ella. If you suggest that it is because the holy angels do not listen to the translated form, referring to the Aramaic language, and are not familiar with it, then on the contrary, this verse should have been said in the holy language, so that the holy angels would hear in order that they approve of it. And he replies, this is certainly the reason why it is written in the translated form in the Aramaic, as the holy angels do not listen to it. Thus they do not envy man, nor do him evil. Because in this verse, even the holy angels are included, as they are called Elohim as well, and are included in the term Elohim, yet they have not created the heavens and the earth. My commentary. What verse is being referred to in this pasuk? It is the verse from Jeremiah in pasuk 151. A close inspection tells us that the verse is not in Hebrew, but Aramaic. This means the angels do not understand it yet and are not bothered by it, since their leaders, like Michael and Gabriel, are also called Elohim, gods, but with a small g, that have not created the heavens and the earth, are not able to be under the heavens and not on the earth. I'm going to take a moment to discuss the Aramaic language, because the simple stories that we tell children is Aramaic cannot be understood by the angels. As Rabbi Shimon said, they don't listen to Aramaic. It irritates them. So they just don't connect to it. But what does that really mean? It's not like they're not able to understand it. It's not like they're not able to translate it. It's not like they're dealing with it. It's because the energy of the Aramaic language goes directly to Hashem. Does not have to be carried by angels. This is my opinion, of course. I've not heard it read and expressed this way. But if you look at the Aramaic words, there are very few of them who end in the letter He, which represents the physical world. Or it may represent the mother, Ima, Bina. But it's not used in the Aramaic language because the word, many of the words, majority of the words, end in the letter Aleph, which means the letter Aleph unifies the energy of the words. It doesn't let the energy go past the word, except with human beings who are capable of perceiving that unity and at the same time perceiving that separation. This is my opinion. The translation of this Aramaic verse. He says the verse reads, the earth. In Aramaic is the word arka, ending in an aleph, when it should have used the word ara, which would translate as the English word land. What is the difference between the land and the earth? Think about it. And he explains, because arka is one of the seven lands down below, and in that place the descendants of Cain live. Because after he had been banished from the face of the earth, he went down there and begot children. And there he became confused and lost all knowledge. It is a double land that consists doubly of darkness and light. My commentary. Who is he? It is Rabbi Shimon is saying that the second time the word earth is used in the verse from Jeremiah should actually be land. Is it possible that Rabbi Shimon is saying scripture is incorrect? Chas v'shalom. Of course, I find that hard to accept. The land Arka is one of the levels of what we in the modern world refer to as the inner earth. This is discussed more fully elsewhere in the Zohar. Pasuk 154. We taman terein mamanan shalitin di shaltin na becha shuka v'da bin chora v'taman kit ruga da bedash v'shata denachet l'taman kain ishtat fu da beda v'ishtalimu kachada v'kola chaze dinun doldot dakain v'yaldainun bitrein rashin kitrein chevan vardekad hahu nechora shalit natzach bilea v'natzach al achara v'yalda itkalilu bibechashuka bin chora v'hawo chad. The translation. And there are two ruling commissioners there. One that governs over the darkness and one over the light. And they are hostile to each other. When Cain went down there, they joined one another and made peace. And all realized that they were the descendants of Cain. Therefore, they have two heads, just like two snakes, except when the commissioner who rules over the light overcomes his, namely the light, and overcomes the other, namely the commissioner of the darkness. Accordingly, those who belong to the darkness become included within those of the light. Thus they became as one. My commentary. This verse is clear as it is written, except it is out of the experience of most people, and therefore is difficult to reconcile into your own experience. What am I really saying in this commentary? It's hard for people to understand what is being referred to as a different dimension, a different world, a different space. Many different words that apply that are never all-inclusive. All of them are necessary to experience all of it, unless you've been there. It's just words. How can a being, an entity, have two heads? A head is a control. But what do we have within us? The Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov? Aren't these two heads? Who will you listen to at one moment and at the next moment? How can you learn? We can read these words intellectually, and people can hear my words intellectually. But you have to experience in order to know. Pasuk 155. Ki nun tirein mimanan afrira v'kastimon v'diokna dilhon kidyokna dimalachin kadishin b'shit gadin chai The word Ketorah is in this Aramaic verse. It's not spelled the way the Hebrew spells it, and it may mean something else. I'll leave you to contemplate that. It ends with an aleph, not a hey. The translation. These two commissioners are called Ahrira and Kasimon, and their images are like the images of the holy angels with six wings. One has the image of an ox and the other the image of an eagle. And only when they become united do they assume the image of man. My commentary. The name Ahrira is spelled Ayin, Pei, Resh, Yud, Resh, Aleph. This name can be parsed into two words, Afar and Ira, or Yira. Afar translates as ashes. Kabbalah teaches that ashes is different from dust, in that once burned to ashes, there is no more life force, while dust can still sprout life, since it is similar to dirt, but not sufficient size. Ira translates as apprehensive, timid, or respectful. One can perceive clearly that this light is what has been appropriated by the negative system. The other name takes some extension analysis that I do not yet have the time to do. The discussion of the ox and the eagle is also hinting to the vision of Ezekiel. This is a hint to the reality that the negative system is similar yet different than the positive system. Verse 156. Kadi nun becha shoka mitchapkin lid yokna. Dinachash beats rain rushing, the azlin techivya, the tasin, goy techoma, the istach yan, the yamaraba, kadmatan lashal shela, the aza, the azael. Margizin lon umitare, lon vinun medalgin, goy to re hashokan, the hashve dikucha, berichu bae lamit ba lon dina. The translations. When they are enveloped with darkness, they change their forms into that of a snake with two heads and move like a snake. They fly around in the abyss and bathe in the great sea. And when they reach the chains of Azazel, they irritate and arouse them. Then they leap into the mountains of darkness, thinking that the Holy One, blessed be He, wishes to call upon them for judgment. My commentary. In my opinion, the word being translated, wishes, is actually hoping. This whole pasuk is a metaphor and is also actually true description of the Midrash regarding the work of the high priest on Yom Kippur. It hints to the name Azazel from the entity that receives the goat sent to the wilderness and to the valley of Gehinnom, where the iron altar for the false god, and I couldn't remember its name when I wrote this commentary. I know it starts with an M. Moloch. The false god Moloch. I just can't. In Israel, there is a valley near Jerusalem that is named the Valley of Gehinnom, the Valley of Hell. The reason it has this name is because the pagans' people had built an iron altar where they would bring their children to the top of that altar, and at the bottom of the altar, the bottom of this channel that the children would slide down, was a fire. And they would throw their children down this slide. I'll leave the rest to your imagination. Maybe I shouldn't, because human imagination is unlimited, thank God. But sometimes we need to put limits on it. Verse 157. Ve'ilein tirein mimanan Sha'atin b'yama Rabah ufarchin mitaman V'yazlin b'leilya V'gabei na'ama Imchon d'shedin D'ta'o v'atraha D'chalin kadmain V'chashvin l'mikrav Zegaba vihi Tilegat sitin Alfin parsin Vihita vidat Vikama tsiorin Zegabe b'nei nesha Beginde iton b'nei nesha Avatra. The translation. And these two commissioners swim in the great sea and fly off from there. They then go at night to Na'ama, the mother of the demons by whom the first sons of Elohim were misled. Although they wish to go near her, she leaps away 6,000 parasangs. Then she turns, changing her form into many different shapes in the eyes of human beings, so that they may be led astray after her. My commentary. The number 6,000 refers to two different yet similar things. One is the human year, 6,000 years after creation, which is the year of the Armageddon War, Chas v'Shalom. The other is using the names of the positive system as applying to the negative system, since the Sephirot of the negative system may have different names. 6,000 refers to the Zeran Pin of Chachmah. But that's of the negative system. Pasuk 158. V'ilein tirein mimanan parchin umashatan v'kol alma v'yachadran li'at raihu v'inun mitarin li'inun b'nei b'no Dekayin berucha, dayitrin bishin, lemebad toladot. The translation. And these two commissioners fly off and wander around the world. Then they return to their places, and they arouse the descendants of Cain with a spirit of evil inclinations to beget children. My commentary. are these descendants of Cain in the physical world? Or are they referring to the citizens of Arca? Pasuk 159. Shema ya deshaltin taman lav kihane vila olidas ara vechela dilhon zero adehatsta kihane vila achadran ela bekama Shanin Bazinin Deinun Elaha Dishemaya Vyarsa Lavadu Yevadu Meara Ila Detevel Dila Yishlitun Bavila Yishatun Bavila Yehon Garmin Libne Nishali Stava Mimikre Lailya Vealda Yevadu Beara Umin Tefot Shemaya Deita Vidu Bishma Deele Kima Deitmar The translation. The heavens that govern there are not like our heavens, and the land bears neither seed nor fruit by their labor, as does ours. And the seeds will not grow again until many years and seasons have passed. And these are described by the words, the Elohim who have not made the heavens and the earth, they shall perish from the earth. Referring to the upper earth, which is called Tevel. And in English, the translation of Tevel is world. So that they may not rule over it, and not wander about in it, nor cause human beings to be defiled by nocturnal emission. Therefore, they shall perish from the earth, and from under these heavens, that were created by the name Ease, as we have already learned. My commentary. Tevel is the word for our physical world, which after the sin of Adam is fallen to be an aspect of the tree of knowledge, good and evil. These Elohim of Achrira and K, didn't remember its name, will be relegated to the levels of creation below, the upper worlds. Pasuk 160. V'yalda haikira targum dilayit shebun malake ilae da'alayu Amrim Wila Vikat Ribulan Vialda Raza De Ele Kimadit Mar Ihu Mila Kadisha Dila Itala Batargum. The translation. Thus this verse is written and translated in the Aramaic form, in order not to let the supernal angels think that it is said about them, so that they will not be hostile to us. Therefore the secret of the word these, the Hebrew Ela, is as we have already stated, it is a holy word that is not to be translated into Aramaic. My commentary. Why is the word Ela not to be translated? Ela is spelled Aleph Lamed He. This word can be translated as too a direction to the physical world. Thus, if the positive angels understood this word, they might fear the effect of the creation of mankind. That is the end of section 15. I hope you agree with me, as what I've written on the prologue page, about how amazing this section is. Does anyone have any questions?
Hello, I have a question.
Go ahead, Master.
This week, I was actually trying to figure out what the difference was between the Hebrew and Aramaic, being that it's the same letters and the same sounds. But I've noticed there's a lot of, it ends also, the words also end with a lot with the nun to free. And I remember that you said that, I think, that you said that means not falling.
No, letter nun has, the letter nun has the energy of falling. That's why in the Yashrei prayer that we said during the Slichot, and that we say daily if you're following the Orthodox prayer book, the letter nun is missing from that list of 22 Hebrew letters. It's only 21 verses. The nun represents the energy of falling. Now you can have a large nun, which represents a vaccine against falling. And the final nun, or the nun sofit, as you mentioned, which is its proper name in the Hebrew language, the nun sofit has a dual aspect, one that will change by virtue of the being close to the Mashiach, the end times, which can be a time of falling, like, God forbid, the Armageddon War, or it can be a time of rising, as we connect to Hashem and escape all of that chaos. The nun is the energy of falling, but it can be utilized with the proper consciousness as a vaccine against falling. And yes, you are right, in the Aramaic there are many words that represent falling because they end with the nun sofit. But do they mean falling or do they mean rising? I'll give you a hint. Because the gematria on the nun sofit is 700. I hope I've confused you enough to be curious.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? I wish you all a beautiful...
I was somewhat confused with the Elohim perishing from the upper earth. I'm not quite sure how that is. Shouldn't the Elohim, as we know Elohim, is... it should be in the upper world with Hashem.
And that is correct.
So what does that mean? Elohim shall perish from the upper earth.
I'm going to describe some things that I don't want you to take to heart, Bernice.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to stay with it intellectually, and I normally don't ever say that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of the UFOs?
Yes.
People who have been abducted?
People who have been abducted? I've heard hearsay about it, but I don't know any personally, but I did hear stories.
Okay. People who have been abducted
mm-hmm.
by UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
Those, hold on 1 second.
Hey, what?
Those people experience quote unquote spaceships, machines that the Elohim from the lower Earths are able to travel in our dimension. Or maybe not.
Right.
So the word Elohim can apply to the citizens of the lower Earth. And they maybe or maybe not are able to travel within our dimension within the machines. Maybe, maybe not. But this verse is saying that at the time of Mashiach, at the completion of the 7,000-year cycle, they will be relegated beneath the earth, the physical world. They will no longer be able to travel or not travel, as the case may be. And yes, I know my words are confusing, but you need to contemplate them. Listen to the recording. And after contemplation, if you still have questions, feel free to ask them.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
I've touched on some of these things, but it's so difficult to conceive of so much out there that it's almost like Star Wars or something like that. That it's I've seen a lot of things, but it's hard for me to grasp so much of this, and it's somewhat frightening also as well. Yet
always remember that there is nothing to fear except Hashem. So what
yeah.
you consider frightening is an indication of a lack of trust in Hashem. Grow your trust. Do your spiritual.
It's hard.
Let go of your fears. Bernice, let go of your fears. Yes, I know it's hard. We have been speaking of this together and now on a recording for 15 years, 10 years. And each year we have greater trust in Hashem.
No, I have trust in Hashem. But it's difficult for me to comprehend so much of this out there. Yet I've touched on so many of my own personal experience. But there's such a vast amount of, I don't know what you want to call it, that's out there, that it's just hard to imagine, hard to deal with, so to speak. And then you worry, you're concerned what happens when people go away and they leave this planet or this place, and just because there is so much out there, when you kind of wonder what you're going to bump into, so to speak.
Well, the truth is you never leave this planet.
You don't?
No, you go into yourself. And the purpose of seeing what you see is to cleanse what's within you. But we have had this discussion, and I don't think it's appropriate to be recorded anymore.
Yeah.
If you want to call me another time, feel free
okay.
to do so.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful Shabbat.
Are you going to be doing that in the morning at 8 a.m.?
Yes, I do it every day at 8 a.m. through Hoshana, which is Sunday.
Until Sunday.
Until Sunday.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom, thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom.